Our next guest, Joshua Kors, is a freelance reporter and an author of for The Nation magazine, How Specialist Town Lost His Benefits. He had contacted us earlier in the week to say he had an update on this and other issues. Joshua Kors, thanks for being patient and making yourself available this morning for us.
Good to be with you, Henry.
Yeah, so before we go into the update, give us a quick recap about what How Specialist Town Lost His Benefit, what that story was about.
Absolutely. The story went into the tale of Specialist John Town, who served in Ramadi, Iraq, and was struck by a rocket, which left him largely deaf. His wounds were honored with a Purple Heart, but when it came time to discharge him, the Army decided that his deafness was actually caused by a pre-existing personality disorder, and discharging him with that pre-existing condition, they were able to prevent him from collecting disability or medical benefits. They also forced him to give back his signing bonus so that he, like thousands of wounded veterans, found out on his final day on base he was actually going to owe the Army several thousand dollars. And of course, Henry, the importance of his story, 22,500 soldiers have been discharged with this personality disorder. In just the last 6 years alone, cheating those veterans out of their benefits is saving the military $12.5 billion in disability and medical care.
Joshua, this is Jim Delgado. What exactly is this person? What did you call it?
The disorder?
Personality disorder, yes.
What does that mean?
Well, that's the strange thing. In one sense, it really doesn't mean anything. Certainly, that's the way they're using it with Specialist John Town. It meant his deafness was caused by personality disorder. I looked at the case of Richard Dykstra. They said his bilateral hernia was caused by personality disorder. Henry, since last we spoke, I began looking into the case of one soldier who damaged the lens of his eyeball in Iraq. They decided that damage was caused by personality disorder.
And one adjective we're leaving out that is important to whether they get the benefits is the word pre-existing.
Pre-existing, exactly. The VA is only required to treat wounds sustained during service. If you were deaf before you joined the Army, or had a hernia, or a severe psychological condition that caused all these wounds before you stepped on base, they don't have to pay for your disability benefits. They don't have to pay for your medical care.
So basically, anybody who's been in an auto accident, slip and fall, any type of trauma whatsoever could technically, theoretically be considered a pre-existing injury.
Well, no. I mean, if the regulations were held to by honest men, everyone who comes on base is screened twice. In fact, the soldiers that we're talking about are screened twice before serving in Iraq, once when they step on base and a second time before deploying. If you had a childhood injury, a car accident a few years before joining the Army, they would determine up front that you're just fine, you're in perfect health, even though you did have this childhood event, and you're perfectly ready to serve. In all the cases I looked at, that was exactly the situation. The Army's own medical records show perfectly healthy soldiers on the first and second medical screening. Well, it's only when they come back from Iraq wounded and seek benefits that these pre-existing conditions are discovered.
We're speaking with Joshua Kors. He is a journalist. He's currently has some stories up at The Nation magazine, thenation.com. We're going to get his update, which I see is now on the nation.com website. That's thenation.com. We're going to get more from Joshua in just a moment. Meditate, let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. It's an American AM. I'm your host, Henry Raines. With me in the broadcast studio, 30, Jim Delgado. We're speaking with Joshua Kors. He is a freelance journalist, has some articles currently up at The Nation magazine, thenation.com, How Specialist Town Lost His Benefits. That's available. You can go to AmericanAM.com, guest page. find Joshua Coors' name on today's date. Click the link. It'll take you right to that story. And I don't know if I misspoke, Joshua, or not, because the other thing on The Nation, and I can't access the link, it says, Uncle Sam adds insult to injuries, our readers and Joshua Coors. Now, is that the new article, or is the new article still to come?
Well, the piece you see up on the website is an exchange between me and those letters to the editors.
Okay, so there's still another story to come to be posted.
That's exactly right. We did this small update, and a much larger piece is going to be coming a month or two down the line.
Now, Joshua, has anybody, any of our political representatives championed his cause or their cause?
Absolutely. You know, the first wave of support came from the public. You go on Google today and type in Specialist John Towne, you get several million hits.
Wow.
Then Congress seemed to perk up their ears. First, we heard from several senators, nine senators, including Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer, Joseph Lieberman, Republican Kit Bond, have signed on and demanded an investigation of this personality disorder scandal.
And what's the response on the other side?
Well, an investigation by the Government Accountability Office is just beginning. And there's also been action from the House. The chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Bob Filner, has taken a personal interest in Specialist Town. He was involved in the writing of some memos to the Dayton, Ohio VA, where Specialist Town went to seek treatment. Wouldn't you know it, after putting him at arm's length for 8 months, telling him that they couldn't even consider giving him medical treatment because they had lost his paperwork five different times. They called him with an emergency phone call, said, we need you down here this morning. We have done a 180-degree turnaround and are now prepared to offer you full medical treatment.
We're speaking with Joshua Coors. He's a freelance reporter. His work is up at thenation.com. You can get a direct link to the story, how Specialist Town lost his benefits. You go to the AmericanAM.com guest page. Of course, on the homepage of American AM, under Friends of American AM, you get a link directly to the Nation magazine website also. And Joshua, did we lose you?
No, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't know what that sound was.
Yeah, I know what it was.
Yeah, I think up in CentCom, they just tuned in. Anyway, of course, and let's say hi to all the guys and girls up at CentCom there on the other side of Tampa Bay from us. You might want to listen to what Joshua has to say. You may come in handy for you.
Before you're the next victim.
Henry, yeah. I think that the big thing to pay attention to here is what's happening with the Surgeon General. That's really where the eye of the hurricane has shifted.
And what exactly is that?
Well, Surgeon General Gail Pollack, at first she said she was ignorant of the 22,500 soldiers that were cheated out of their benefits. Then, when presented a stack of cases, including Specialist Town, she said she'd look into it. And her office looked into it for 5 months. After 5 months, they came back and said they had given a thoughtful and thorough review to all the cases presented to them and decided that all of them were properly diagnosed. But I did a touch more reporting. And I found out that that review was a sham. In the 5 months that they did this thoughtful and thorough review, never once did they interview a single soldier.
What did they do? They just did a medical review?
They looked at the paperwork already on hand, and they called the doctor's offices where the original false diagnoses were made and said, hey, did you guys get it right the first time? They replied back, said, yep, we did. And they considered that case closed.
So in other words, they didn't do any independent study. They didn't call the people in, do a personal history, and ask them questions.
They didn't even place a phone call.
Wow. We're
so, in fact, I got a memo from Lieutenant Colonel Bob Tallman that went even further, said that not only did they review the stack of cases presented them, but they went back and looked at all the cases from Fort Carson, where Specialist Town was from the last 4 years, and determined all of those cases to be properly diagnosed. And here's where it gets into the black comedy of this matter. I called Bob Tallman and asked Lieutenant Colonel how they could consider it a thoughtful and thorough review when they didn't interview a single person. And he said to me, well, I'm not really sure that we can. And he said, you know, let me be clear about this, Joshua. I didn't write this memo, and I have no knowledge of its contents. He said that, you know, as far as he knew, there really wasn't even a review, but he said that's just a wild guess. His name and his office were simply stamped on the bottom of the memo as the Army wanted to put, as he said, an Army face on this issue.
Joshua, we have a caller standing by who relates directly to this because his grandson is currently being treated for wounds from Iraq. Don,
yes.
We have about 2 minutes to get you in here, so go ahead and make your point.
Josh, we appreciate your work. We've read your article. We share it in our Coalition of Concerned Patriots, which meets Tuesday at 6:30. And we want to keep on track of this because, as he said, Justin Farrar was wounded in the Memorial Day bombing of CBS Reports and is still struggling with his care and may have brain injuries and certainly has leg and body injuries from shrapnel and the direct hit of an IED. And we are worried that those kinds of diagnoses that you have pointed out in your article might be applied to him as an active service person, saying, well, now you're finished and you don't have any benefits because of preconditions.
Joshua, what advice do you
give? If he hasn't yet been discharged, the thing for all active service people to know is demand a medical board. You have a choice. You do not have to accept a personality disorder discharge if you are stubborn and say, I was wounded, I'm not leaving base until I get to be evaluated by a medical board that can then provide me with disability and medical benefits. In all the cases I looked at, the soldiers didn't do that because they were directly lied to, they said, by their Army doctors, who told them that if they accepted a personality disorder discharge, they would still get disability and medical benefits. It was only hours before leaving base they find out that's not the case at all.
Don, we have to say goodbye to you. We got to get out of here.
But, thank you so much for taking that question, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Joshua, we got about a minute and a half. What would you like to leave our audience with?
Well, the thing to find out is what's going to happen from here with Surgeon General Gail Pollack. As you know, with the Walter Reed scandal, the Pentagon took two actions. It accepted the resignation of Surgeon General Kevin Kiley, and it hired the public relations firm LMW Strategies with a $100,000 no-bid contract to put a positive spin on the scandal. It'll be interesting to see how they react to Ms. Pollack in the wake of this $12.5 billion scandal.
We've been speaking with Joshua Kors of The Nation magazine. The link is on the AmericanAM.com guest page to his first article, and then we'll be looking forward to the other installment when it appears at TheNation.com and in The Nation magazine. Joshua, thank you for making us aware that you had these other developments, and we'll keep in touch and look for the next work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua. Well, I want to thank Jim Delgado, Big Ed Edwards for their help today. Joshua Kors, Miriam Raftery, and our callers. Stay tuned for it, the Jay and Julie Show, and much, much more coming up on WWPR. We'll be back Monday with another American AM. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Nigga gotta have love to set it straight. Take a toll of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. People killing, people dying, children hurt, and crying. When you practice what you preach.